Welcome into another edition of The Session with Londa and David. My name is David Austin, and as always, sitting across from me is the prettiest girl I've ever seen.
Aww.
Her name is Londa Sherwood Austin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Are you having an awesome day?
I am having an awesome day.
I'm having a spectacular day too.
It's actually Monday, which I'm not supposed to say that because we never know when the recording, blah, blah, blah. But I will tell you this. I don't care. I'm going to say it because Mondays are my favorite day.
Monday is your favorite day no matter what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why that is. Why is Monday your favorite day?
I just love it. It's the start of the week in the office. It's the start of the work week. I'm always full of new ideas. I'm ready to go to work. I'm ready to put pen to paper. I'm ready to call clients. I'm ready to move. I just love it. I've always loved Mondays. It's a fresh new week.
Monday is full of promise.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about my life, my entire life.
Aww.
Every day feels that way to me, but I'm a little dumb. It's like I've been hit in the head with
you
a stick,
heard it here
and
I
wake up every single morning giddy and happy.
Yeah.
And do you know, one of the reasons I'm so giddy and happy is because when I wake up, I look over and there you are sleeping next to me.
Aww,
what a fun
sweet
treat that is.
Thank you.
But I'd be happy even if you weren't there because I'm just a dummy and I get happy every day when I wake up. I don't know what it is. The endorphins, I don't know what happens in the morning, but it's fun. It's a festival of fun.
It's also happy because we've now crossed the 30-day mark.
That's exactly
podcast, and you have some exciting news to share.
I'm so excited that you brought that up. Okay. When we started doing this program, Londa did some research, and she found, and correct me if I'm wrong in the numbers, that the average podcast gets 141 downloads in its first month. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Is that the right number?
I believe those are the numbers.
On our 30th day of doing The Session with Londa and David, and that's what it's called. It's not called The Session. It's called The Session with Londa and David.
Mm-hmm.
We crossed the 1,000 download mark.
Yeah.
On our 30th day in
and
business.
I'm so grateful that anyone is listening because I thought this will be fun and we'll listen to it and entertain ourselves. But there's actually, not only are people listening, but we've gotten feedback that people have been able to utilize some of our information to in their businesses.
Yes.
And it's actually helping people.
Yes.
And I love that because thriving economies is really what I'm after.
Yes, I'm thrilled about that. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses who listen are reporting positive outcomes from implementing very small things that we've talked about.
Yeah, and that's the secret. I say it all the time. It's not. It's almost never a big change that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's the small little shifts, and that's why you and I are so good in our consulting company because we see those things that other people don't see. They're little shifts that make huge differences in efficiency, productivity, and profitability.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it in real life.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the manager of 1961 listens to our show and downloaded our show, but that guy was expediting food the last time we were there. He was not sitting in the front of the house. I was thrilled to see that.
Yeah.
And after we did that show, we've actually sat at the table that those kids usually commandeer to do whatever they're doing when they're working at the host stand. We've sat there twice now since our last show.
Yeah.
I think maybe they're listening.
They're doing a great job.
The food there is spectacular. We went last week for a weekend lunch, and I'm telling you now, they hit it out of the park again.
They really did.
Yep. Really, really good. The service is great.
Yep.
The food is spectacular, and it's such a cool experience there. Such a cool place.
Another really exciting thing today is we finally got approved on Pandora.
That's exactly right. We are now on every place you can download a podcast.
Woo!
Pandora, yes. Also, when we passed the 30-day mark, that same day, I got an email from Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Congratulating you.
Apple congratulated me because our show, even though it was only 30 days in, was the number 174th, I believe that's the number, business program that deals with management on all of Apple Podcast platforms.
That's pretty fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Think about it. There are 50 states in the nation. And by the way, Apple's international.
Well, I was going to say, it's not just the U.S. That was a worldwide number.
That's exactly right.
Cool. But we can be found on all of those now. And I think the coolest thing, though, is that you can just tell your smart speaker, Alexa, play the session with Londa and David, and she'll do it.
That's the coolest thing ever. Yeah. In fact, if you're listening to it next to a smart speaker, hey, Alexa, play the session with Londa and David.
No, you're messing up people's smart speakers
now. I'm telling you now, that's great. And that has happened to us at our house.
Yeah.
Watching it on YouTube, our Alexa in the kitchen started going crazy because I did that.
And we got some good feedback on the last podcast, The Psychology of Sales, and we really didn't even get into it too much. We just kind of tiptoed.
Well, and I'm super excited about knowing more about the psychology of sales, because one thing that you do that's great is through all of the expensive sales training that you've done over the years, you've learned all kinds of things that have to do with the psychology of a buyer. And I think, even though we just touched on it in our last episode, we could go a little bit deeper. In fact, I'd like to do that today, if that's okay with you.
All right.
We talked last week about the DISC assessment. And tell us, recap really quickly what the DISC assessment is.
Well, DISC is a basically a personality profile assessment. And you can find it everywhere online.
Three employers have me take the DISC.
Yeah, and there's lots of different kinds of those assessments.
Right.
Some are deeper and some are not quite as deep. But the DISC is one that I've trained on for, like, I don't know, 12 years now or something.
Yep.
So I like it because I know it inside out. And it's basically just, in the way that I look at it, is being able to pretty quickly identify the person who's sitting across from you, or the person who just came in the door, or whatever, your potential customer, potential client, and pretty quickly assess what their primary personality is. And then when you learn it really well, you can now speak to them in a language, if you will, that they hear.
Right.
And the reason that you do that is so they feel seen, they feel heard.
Yes.
It's to make people comfortable. It's a really quick, easy, simple way to build rapport quickly.
Right.
Right? And because, and it's really, for me, empathy based.
Okay.
I see you, I hear you.
Yes.
So much so that I'm going to take my primary personality and kind of shift it to the background and more mirror yours, using words you're comfortable with, actions you're comfortable with, et cetera, so that you can feel more comfortable, feel seen, feel heard.
And you do that systematically all the time, whether or not you're in a sales situation.
Yes.
I kind of do similar things, because I'm just super interested in the person who's sitting across from me.
Yes.
And I found out late in life, I was 30, and my friend Rebecca Breeding actually said to me, "Hey, David, you're a salesperson." And I'm like, "Nope, I'm an on-air guy." "No, no, 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 David, you're wasting your time doing that. You're a salesperson."
Wow.
And I said to her, "How can you say I'm a salesperson? Because I, you know, never been happy with commission sales. I sold retail in high school, all through high school, but I did not like the commissioned retail jobs because they were so uncertain. And I felt like the environment was not, it was too cutthroat. You know, I went to work for a guy named Super Dave. I told him I was Adequate Dave at a clothing store. I took a brief hiatus from Chess King to go do this. And his store was commission-based, and some 19-year-old lady pushed little 17-year-old David Austin physically into a rack of clothing so she could get to the front of the store and talk to a customer before I could. Silverman's was the name of that store.
Yeah,
and I did not like that.
You can overcome that in a... If someone wanted to, they could hire me to learn how to overcome that kind of, it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
I love working in 100% commission-based industries. That's
well, and I've been doing that for years and years and years and years and years since Rebecca Breeding convinced me that I could do that. And who knew, when I went to work for her in sales, I really quickly eclipsed my income expectations, and she had all the faith in the world in me.
It's unusual, though, and that's something I really want our listeners to hear. It's very unusual for someone to have the natural ability to do what you do. That is not the norm.
Okay.
Most people have to work at it.
Right.
And so
there are trainings and systems that mm-hmm. you can learn to be good at that. Mm-hmm. And one of my mentors, Malcolm Adams, who you know.
Yes.
He is really good at systems as well.
Right.
And I think you and he have a lot in common, and that could be one of the reasons I'm so attracted to you, because you're familiar to me. Does that make sense?
Maybe.
Because he's been one of my friends for 30 years.
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead. Where were you going?
Well, I was just going to say, if people are curious, you know, what their dominant personality trait is, what their secondary is, they want to learn a little bit more about the DISC, then like I said, you can just Google it. Mm-hmm. But I often will send clients a link to the DISC mm-hmm. personality profile so that I can, you know, learn a little bit more about them through that. I already know. But sometimes their secondary kind of throws me. And sometimes you can be, it's nature versus nurture, right?
Right.
So like
right.
I'm a D, my primary personality, which is, you know, dominant,
yes.
driven, decisive.
Hard to believe.
my secondary, though, is interesting because I can go to the I, mm-hmm. Which is the party person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the C, which is like that perfect systems formulated kind of person. And the reason being is because the I is my nature, but the C was my nurture, right?
I gotcha.
And then raising 7 kids and homeschooling for 24 years, I had to learn how to bring that part of my personality more to the forefront, because systems is what, you know, kind of saved me during that time. And so it's really interesting how all of it develops
yes.
Over time. And everyone is all four. That's something to keep in mind as
right.
well. But there's a dominant that comes to the surface. And then there's different situations that'll pull out different parts of your personality. And it's really fascinating to me.
And didn't you say in levels of high stress, you return to your dominant personality?
Yeah, typically if you're under a lot of stress or kind uh-huh. of feel backed into a corner, you'll go to your dominant. Yeah.
That's so cool. I'm fascinated with mm-hmm. the psychology of sales mm-hmm. and the sales process. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Breeding told me, and she probably didn't use this language, she told me to use what I used in college to get laid.
Oh, gosh.
And basically...
My apologies.
Well, basically she was saying to me, how do you get to know people? Do that. And that's a sales technique. And so from that day forward...
Sales is a lot like dating. We've talked about that many times.
Well, yeah, Rick Ruby with the Core. Mm-hmm. When I was having drinks with him at some... function, I don't even remember which mortgage company it was that I was working for. Dago, Rob, and I were together at this function, and Rick Ruby of the Core, the founder of the Core,
yeah, yeah.
was there. And I said to him, Rick, what is the basic, if you could boil down the Core in one sentence, what would you say?
I'm scared.
And he said to me, treat your realtors like people you date. If you date your realtors, you'll always be successful. He wasn't saying...
And that as a lender, you're saying that.
Yes. Okay. He wasn't saying date your realtors, which I may have done that, but that's neither here nor there. I married one.
Yeah,
so
you did.
Go.
You did.
He was saying treat people like you do when you're in a relationship. I think that's what he was trying to say. And mm-hmm. I fully agree with that.
Yeah.
I fully agree with that.
There's a lot of parallels between the two.
And if you're successful in relationships, you're successful in sales.
Absolutely.
And if you're not successful in relationships, probably not successful in sales. Probably
Maybe.
Not. You know, you build rapport. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. Let's
okay.
talk about how you build rapport with a process, with a system.
Okay.
Not naturally and being wide-eyed and
yeah.
excited about who's in front of you.
I will tell you that developing a lot of natural curiosity
mm-hmm.
about people
mm-hmm.
is really important to anyone who's in sales.
Yes.
And as we've talked about, everyone's in sales. But which again draws on the empathy, making other people more important than yourself. So one simple way that I teach to build rapport, and it's not my own thing. It's been taught for years and years and years and years, you know, probably 50 years. And I've seen it a lot of different places, is to use a simple formula that's often called form.
Oh, the form method.
Or Ford.
Okay. Let's talk about that. That's, that's a simple, easy 3 or 4 step process that you can use to build rapport. Go.
Yeah. So the F stands for family.
Okay.
The O stands for occupation.
All right.
The R stands for recreation.
Okay.
And the M stands for message. The D, if you're form and Ford are the same thing, but the D is for dream.
Okay. Dream. Right. I gotcha. Okay. I gotcha.
So, and you have seen me do this, actually even earlier today.
Yep.
We had lunch with some people and someone that I had never met before.
John Patrick, who I think is our original super fan.
He might be, yeah.
He has downloaded every single episode. Aww. He has watched every single episode on YouTube.
That's really sweet.
And now he's a family friend. And we inherited him through our family.
Yeah,
Jimmy and Alice. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Alice and his wife have been teachers together for 30 years. And they were in each other's weddings, I think. And Jimmy used to exclusively hang out with John Patrick. Well, now I've been brought into that little man's circle.
Yeah.
And
I got to have lunch today
yes.
and meet JP for the first time.
Yes.
And I used this to get to know him, the form or Ford process. And the more you practice it, the better you get at it. So I always tell people, I encourage them to use it all the time, not just when they're in a sales appointment.
Right.
Anytime you meet somebody new, and every time you have contact with people, you can use this to reconnect and build rapport. And so like with him, he's a brand new person. I said, he's brand new person to me.
His eyelids are clear. He can see right through them like a baby koala. He's a brand new person.
So I just asked him some questions about his family.
Yeah.
I said, so you mentioned that you're married and you might ask, so how long have you been married? Oh, that's really interesting. And where did you meet is another, because I try to go 3 questions deep for every question. So if I'm going to ask, you mentioned your wife, are you married? Yes. How long have you been married? This long. Where did you meet? 3 questions deep.
Awesome.
Gathering information.
Right.
So he had mentioned one of his sons by name. So I asked, okay, so you mentioned Nicholas. Do you have any other children? Great. How old are they?
Right.
Do they live here or do they live someplace else? So I got the 3 questions deep on that.
I gotcha.
You know, then I asked him lots of questions about his work. How long have you been there? Because I knew, I didn't know. I said, what do you do for this company?
Right, right.
And how long have you been there?
Right.
What do you like about what you're doing? I actually asked him, what did you do before that? And found out he's got a little side gig that he's done for 34 years that he can't give up because he loves it.
He's a weekend butcher for Publix.
Yeah. And so, and then.
That's a cool deal. I don't understand it. You were a meat wrapper. You did that.
My first job was wrapping meat in a grocery store, the Zilla Food Center. Shout out to John Hill and the Hill family for hiring me.
There you go.
But you do it casually, and I want to really make that point. It's not an interview or an interrogation.
Right. It's not like a formal needs assessment where you bring out a notebook and you're taking notes.
It's got to be very relaxed. And it was very conversational and in between. You made some comments, Jimmy made some comments, and you let it flow naturally when you're in that environment and when you're learning how to do this. And then I asked him, so what do you like to do for fun when you're not working your 2 jobs?
Right. Recreation.
He likes to golf.
Yes.
He likes to cook. He likes to go hang out with his twin brother. Oh, twin brother. Right. So like I'm making all these mental notes about him so that when I see him again, I can connect again, ask him, how are the boys doing? And ask some specific questions about them, you know, and it's just a way to, and I've got nothing to sell him. But right. when you make building rapport and getting to know people and being naturally curious about them and what their needs are and what their life is like, when you make that a normal part of your life, it only makes you better when you are across from a client.
You know, that's fascinating because I was there at lunch, just having lunch.
Having a good old time.
And it did not occur to me that you were asking systematic questions.
And that's the biggest compliment I could ever receive.
And it's interesting to me that you do that in social situations as well as business situations mm-hmm. because I don't understand that. It's interesting that you use systems that you learned for business in your personal life.
Because here's the byproduct of it.
Yes.
Now, I'm not doing it because of this,
yes.
but I will tell you it's a beautiful byproduct. Because he knows I'm interested in his life.
Yes.
And his family.
Yes.
And what he does for fun.
Mm-hmm.
I made the conversation about him. He knows very little about me after that conversation, and that's always the goal.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Because when he, social scientists tell us
okay.
that every person knows 2,000 people.
Okay.
How likely do you think it is that JP is going to come across somebody who might need our services?
Oh, pretty likely.
Very,
yeah.
Very likely.
And he's a connector.
And when he does,
mm-hmm.
me being interested in him as a human.
Yes.
is going to play into him connecting me to people.
That's interesting.
That need my services.
And he has already forwarded our podcast to people in the past.
Yeah, business owners, actually.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So that's very exciting to me. And I think he's going to turn into one of our good family friends. I really do think that because he's associated with our actual family.
Right.
And I just like the guy.
And the only thing I didn't get to, mm-hmm. because I was with three people who are all big talkers.
Do you think Jimmy's a bigger talker than me? I don't know.
I think
it's close.
I just think all three of you are big talkers, and I'm a big talker too. So, but I didn't get to the dream
interesting
in Ford because one thing I would like to have asked him is, so what's next after this? When you retire from here, when
right.
you retire from that, what's the dream?
And we can do that when we barbecue. And I hope we do it this week.
But that to me, again, it goes back to developing, being naturally curious about people and wanting to know them and wanting to know more about them. And in that process, and you can do a pretty quick Ford or form inside of about 5 minutes. You don't have to hit all 4 points. You don't
right.
have to, you know, just a couple of things that can come up. And a lot of times people through their answers reveal to you their dominant personality, going back to the disc.
Yes.
Now if I've got their dominant personality and I know a little bit about them, I can really speak their language. The byproduct of that is they more easily trust me. They mm-hmm. want to do business with me.
Yes.
And I don't have to worry about people thinking, oh, that's gross, you're manipulating them, because I know my intentions are
pure.
Completely to put the person at ease, to make them feel seen and heard.
That's interesting. And, you know, there's something else that you do, and I wonder if it's from some kind of sales technique.
Probably.
When you're at a party, I've witnessed this, and I've seen you do it in circles, you have specific conversation starters that you like to do. Like you'll ask a question. I'll never forget. It was the holidays. I don't know which holiday it was, but we were at my cousin Alice and Jimmy's house, and Aunt Penny was there, and Jimmy's mother was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what? It was Emerson's birthday. That's what it was. And you asked a question, and the way you directed the conversation, it went around the room, and every single person in the room got a shot at answering the question.
I love really good conversation starter kind of questions. And a couple that are my favorites are, what was your first job?
That's great. And everybody wants to tell that story because everybody has that story.
Yeah.
That's a story that everyone has
and
wants to tell.
When you're one-on-one with someone, you can go 3 questions deep on it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you like about it? How did you find that job? How do you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
That's interesting. I'm fascinated by the psychology of this, and I'm interested to know about the psychology of you employing these in everyday life. I think that's super fascinating. And I do know that you only use your powers for good. I've witnessed it. I've seen it over the last almost 2 years with you, and it's really, really cool. I just think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
And, you know, people who listened to last week's show over and over and over again talk to me about that, about the psychology of sales. And I think it's the coolest thing ever. So yeah. I'm glad you were willing to come revisit it today. Mm-hmm. Now that we've got the form or the Ford out of the way, family, come on. Jump in.
I'm not going to help you because if you can't remember, the people at home can't remember either.
Well, that's why I need you to jump in.
Oh.
So you've got family,
occupation,
recreation, and D, if it's Ford, dreams, and M, message.
If I've got a message to deliver.
I gotcha.
And sometimes, let me give you an example of form really quickly.
Okay.
Say I've got to call a client and give them some information. Let's say it's a real estate client. And we're in the middle of a transaction. And
picture this. Londa has to call a real estate client.
Yeah.
So she picks up her phone and?
I've got some information to share with them. So I call them and let's role play it. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, David. It's Londa. How are you?
Oh, my God, Londa. I'm so happy to hear from you. How are you?
I'm really good. How's Mabel doing?
Well, Mabel's good. She lost a tooth the other day, and that's a little sad. Yes, she did. She was biting down on some corn mock shoe, and she lost a tooth.
Well, did you get her into the dentist?
I did. I go to Agnini Dental in Lakeland, Florida, and that little fellow with a haircut just like yours is a good guy there, I guarantee God dang to you.
That's great. Well, did that stop you from going out golfing last weekend?
You know, it did only because I wanted to make sure she was feeling good. You know, Mabel's got kind of a sweet tooth, but she couldn't have anything after that. So
I had to
hang around with her, you know, just trying to be a good fella. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Did you at least have the grandbabies over?
I don't know that I can keep going. Yes, I did.
Oh, I'm so glad. At least she got to do that, even though she had a broken tooth.
That's she really does exciting. Like them little fellers running around there and everything.
I know. Well, listen, I don't want to keep you too long, David. The reason that I called was to give you blah, 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 real estate information.
Oh, okay. So you had a message and you built rapport. You asked about family. You asked about the grandkids, all the stuff.
His recreation. I know they play golf.
Mm-hmm.
I know the grandbabies live nearby because I've listened to previous conversations. We totally just made that up, but that's how you do it. And then I have a message to deliver, which was the reason that I called is blah, 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 blah. But I took a moment to recognize the human on the other end of the phone.
I think
first.
I do that in every conversation
you
as well.
You do it naturally. Yeah. I had to learn it.
Interesting.
And most people have to learn it.
Wow. That's really, really fun. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And I just do that and don't even know that I'm doing it. That's
right.
That's kind of kooky, kind of crazy.
Yeah. So that's how form works. And I wanted to get that in before.
Next time we do that and we do voices, next time we role play, let's have puppets.
Well, we didn't rehearse.
We can do anything with puppets and say whatever you can say anything with a puppet and nobody's mad at the puppet because the puppet's not a real person.
Nope. We're not. You don't have free reign to say whatever you want.
If you have a puppet, a puppet can do it.
I hate to burst your bubble, but no.
Well, you have bursted my bubble. My bubble has been burst.
I'm not sorry. We have to be kind.
Yes, but puppets can say anything because they're puppets.
You can play with your puppets at home. Do you have puppets that I don't know of?
No, I'm thinking about making them now.
Okay. You wanted to go beyond Ford and form, so let's do that.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about now that we've built instant rapport with someone through the form or Ford method.
Sure.
Let's talk about the rest of the sales process. For instance, we've gotten to know them. Now we want to do more of a formal needs analysis.
Yeah.
But again, we don't want to seem like we're selling them something. My friend Malcolm Adams... Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, then don't sell them something.
Well, right.
Learn how to ask closing questions at the end.
Yes.
And maybe some, pre-closing questions throughout.
Mm-hmm.
But if your goal is to sell something, you're almost sunk before you ever start.
That's great that you say
that. The goal has to be to get to know people and can I connect them to a solution for their problem or connect them to more of what they love.
That's exactly what I do in sales. Yeah. My job as a salesperson is to solve the problem.
Right.
I've always said that. If you are person focused, solve the problem,
right,
and the money will come.
We just had Natalie Garland here for the weekend, mm-hmm, and she made a statement very similar to that. She said, "You're as a salesperson, you're only as good as the problems you solve."
Well, that's absolutely right. That
and
is
I
absolutely
thought that was
right.
Gold.
And if you can solve people's problems, the money comes, and it all works out in the end. My job is simple because as a lender, a licensed lender in Washington State, not Florida. Let me make that clear. I'm with Envoy Mortgage in Kennewick, Washington.
Envoy Mortgage.
We are Envoy. Anyway.
I thought you were going to do one of your fake commercials there.
Oh, that's good.
That would be good. Come on. Give the people what they want, David Austin.
Nobody wants it. Okay, so moving on. I'm trying to stick with the message
here. I'm sorry.
We have limited time.
All right.
Okay. My job is super easy as a lender because we literally have to take an application. So we have a standard formatted needs analysis that we have to do in every situation. Mm-hmm. That makes that so much easier.
Right.
When I sold broadcast, when I did broadcast sales, which is a little more ethereal because, you know, you're selling air essentially, right?
Right.
My friend Malcolm Adams told me, David, take a notebook when you go to see somebody and take notes in the meeting. And I was like, well,
like you
know.
Like you did on our first date.
If I take notes, though, I can't be fully dialed in and focused on that meeting because I'm taking notes. But he said, no. Here's why you do it. You seem more interested. You're more invested if you're taking notes about the things the people you're talking to are saying.
Right.
A lot of salespeople pre-write questions in their notebook. I don't, but a lot do.
Yeah, so I, in real estate and in other companies that I've worked with and worked for, I have had like an interview, a series of questions, and I do use it because I want to give everybody the same. I want to give everyone the full meal deal, right?
Yes.
I want them to have the same experience every time.
Yes.
Now, if I don't have that, though, there's an easy way to get around that.
Okay, tell me that.
So you just ask, what are you hoping to get from our conversation today?
Oh, that's good. That's a good, and that's very salesy, and it's a trial close as well. You're getting them to tell you how to sell them.
Well, you are, but and that is one way to look at it.
Yeah.
20 years ago, that's the only way we looked at it.
Yeah.
But today, it's a needs analysis. What are you hoping to accomplish here today is a very important question to ask of anyone. When you go to your, personal trainer, they want to know what your goals are, right?
Right.
When you go and meet with an attorney for something, they want to know what you want from them.
Yes.
When you go meet with your doctor, why are you here? Why in sales is it even a question? Of course, we're going to ask what you want.
That's
great.
What
are you hoping to get from our time today?
That's great.
So if you don't have a notebook, you don't have your, scripted interview questions.
Yes.
Ask them what they're hoping to get and then try to fill that need.
That's great.
Wrap your product or service
around their need. Well, and that's the number one thing about sales, right? You need to make it feel better.
And
find out where it hurts and make it feel better.
And if you can't, be honest and connect them to someone who can.
And you know what? You've heard me do that all the time.
I do too.
A lot of people want a kind of loan that I'm not comfortable providing.
Sure.
Because it's not my expertise. I don't specialize in that. So if somebody calls me and says, hey, David, I want to do a renovation loan through FHA on a house I'm about to buy.
Right.
I've learned that there's one guy in the Tri-Cities that's a star at that, and I give every one of those deals to that guy.
Right.
Because trying to work outside of my expertise, you land flat on your face every single time.
Yeah.
and you ruin relationships and you disappoint customers. And I'd way rather a customer be happy somewhere else than unhappy with me.
Absolutely. If you know you can't get them where they need to be,
yes,
in the time frame they need to be there,
yes,
cut them loose and give them some direction to someone who you think can. And that's where we go back to this is about seeing the person, hearing the person, and best helping them meet their need.
That's
and
great.
Sometimes you've got to admit it's not with you.
Yes.
And if you're authentic in your care for others, you're willing to let them go. And this kind of, a lot of this goes back to mindset.
Yes.
Knowing there's enough to go around. And that's if I was helping the shop where you worked and that was 100% commission and
the
lady shoved you out of the way to get to the customer.
Oh my God.
I would talk a lot to those people about mindset and understanding, listen, there's plenty to go around. There's always enough. We got to shift the mindset
my
there.
My buddy Super Dave who ran Silverman's, he's now he's been a DJ forever and he now does like clubs and weddings.
How
and
fun
parties.
Is that?
And every time I see him, I remind him I'm adequate, Dave. He's Super Dave. I'm adequate Dave.
I love that. Love that.
Okay. I don't want to talk about the sales process anymore, and here's why.
Okay.
You need to call Londa Sherwood Austin if you want to know more about the sales process. What's that number?
509-491-2663. Yeah, because we just...
509-491-2663.
Yeah, we just... scratch the surface.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, the sales process and the psychology of sales is super exciting. And people asked me specifically to expand on it after our last podcast. Mm-hmm. That's all you get for free. That's it. And you know, you've said some things today that helped me reframe some things in my mind. You know, one of the best salespeople I've ever known, and I talk about him all the time on here, and he really is like a family member to me. That's Les Savage.
Oh,
that guy.
We love Les.
We do. And he was trained in sales the old-fashioned way, right?
As was I.
Yes, 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 yes. That guy is one of my favorite human people because, like you, he does not use his powers for evil.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I met him, he was super polished and had a very successful construction company after years of helping other construction companies grow, a growth dynamics expert, just like you. He decided to buy one of his clients' businesses, and that was Varsity Development. And he did, and Oasis Custom Homes was a thing. And I got to tell you, everything we talked about, he does. He does an informal chat with people, mm-hmm. which is, you know, if you're in a house, that's intimidating. If you're at a model home, it's intimidating to be in there if you're a buyer because you're on the builder's literally property.
Yeah.
So he always takes people to Starbucks.
Yeah.
And he does an informal chat, buys them a cup of coffee, and has a conversation with them about their needs.
Yep.
And as a builder, it was great because he could help design the home to be perfect for how they wanted to live in it.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing how people live
yep.
is way more important than knowing how many bedrooms they want or
Absolutely.
How many bathrooms they want.
It's the why to the what is
That's
so much
exactly
more important.
Right.
And I just wanted to also say these concepts that I'm talking about, mm-hmm. I have learned how to transfer them from face-to-face to direct message, email, text message, private message. It can be done in any format.
509-491-2663 to get in touch with Londa Sherwood Austin at Sherwood Austin Business Growth Experts to find out more about this, how to implement it with your sales teams,
yeah.
how to bring it into your personal business.
I do a whole hour and a half workshop on mm-hmm. just this thing,
yeah.
and that is available. They mm-hmm. can call and talk with me about that. It can be done in person. It can be done over Zoom. It can lots of different ways, but it's really fun. And when you have the audience there to ask questions and bounce ideas off of
yes.
and utilize, you know, the people in the room, it's super, super fun.
And I've seen you do it and it's really impressive.
It's my favorite
thing. I love it when you're the star of the show. I mean, it's my favorite thing to sit there and watch your face light up when you're talking about this stuff. It's awesome.
I might like it more than anything else. This one thing. I can do lots of other things, mm-hmm. and I do them mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. But this one thing is my favorite thing to do.
It's super awesome.
And it's my favorite thing to teach because people have instant results. Instant. Yeah. I had a client who I sat down with. We spent an hour talking about this. And within 2 weeks, he had 8 deals under contract talking That's awesome. About this thing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean,
it's And that just, guy was ready to get out of the industry.
Yes, it'll turn your business around almost instantly, and that's what's exciting about it.
That is exciting. I love it. I could we keep talking. We love it. I could keep talking about it all day, but we're not going to because okay. you have to pay to get it. I want to talk about a great customer service experience that we had when we were having lunch with John Patrick.
Yeah.
Because you have some food allergies.
I don't, so you know, sad.
I don't want to out you publicly, but
it's the worst though. I'm allergic to garlic. Garlic. Which is the worst allergy ever because garlic's so yummy.
I almost looked at the camera to go, garlic. But anyway, so we ordered lunch today. We had salads and they came
with grilled chicken.
Yep. I did grilled chicken because I'm trying to lower my trans fats to lower my HDL cholesterol.
You're lowering your bad cholesterol and raising your good cholesterol.
That's exactly right. So I'm scooping avocados with a spoon. I got to tell you, an avocado is good. If you don't like avocados, I think you're a communist. I really, really
That's
do.
That's a terrible thing to say.
I'm telling you now.
That's something you can only say with puppets.
Yes, that's something you can only say with puppets. You are a communist if you do not like the avocado. Okay. I don't know what that accent is.
But going back to the restaurant that we were at.
They brought out our salads and everybody at the table ordered a salad. And your salad, instantly you could tell on the grilled chicken seasoned with garlic.
Yeah.
And you asked Mandy.
I could
Mandy,
tell because it smelled so good.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. I had the regular garlic grilled chicken, and that was boom. Yeah. At Cozy Oaks.
Cozy Oaks.
Yes, a little diner in Lakeland, Florida. I've now been twice. And Mandy, our waitress, was great. And she came to the table, and Londa said, hey, I've got a crazy question for you. And she said, yes. Do you guys use garlic in the chicken? Because it smells like there's garlic. And she said, oh, you know, I don't know. Let me check. She brought the chef out to our table who was like, oh, my God, yes, we do use garlic. I wish we'd have known.
And I was very apologetic.
You
because
were.
Because that's on me. I should have said it up front. I didn't.
Absolutely. But most places just have a unseasoned chicken breast on their salads. Not this place. It's good.
Actually, most places do season it, which is why I should have known.
Well, he marinates this chicken, and it is delightful
fine,
chicken.
Fine.
Anyway, so he comes out to the table and feels horrible, goes back into the kitchen, makes you an undressed chicken breast, and brings it right out. Well, no, I don't want to say that because
it didn't taste as good. I'm
they
sure.
handled it with
they did.
Professionalism they did. And aplomb. Like it was no big deal at yeah. all. And oh my God, how do we make this
they
right for you?
They kept trying to take responsibility for it when it wasn't their responsibility
and you didn't
at
order
all.
It that way. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah,
Mandy was a rock star.
Yeah,
and I think I checked the 25% tip button, which there, you know, it's a cheap lunch. So even 25% is not enough. The kid did a great job and it
she
was
really
just
did.
Really really a fine experience. That's just an example of great customer service. Mm-hmm. And she said this isn't my first day. She's been a server, I guess that's the word now, not waitress.
Yes, even
though
is,
I
server.
Far prefer waitress. I would be a waitress. No, I'd be a waiter. See, we can't do it like that. So anyway, she's been a server since she was 15 years old.
Yeah.
And
it shows. And yeah. I think she really cares. That's what shows. There's a lot of people been servers for a long time. But what shows is that she cares about her customers.
Yes. She cares about the customers and is horrified to think she might have done something wrong, even though she didn't.
Right.
That's a great server. Mm-hmm.
I wish I could call her a waitress. It just sounds better to me.
No.
Server sounds like they're subservient. I don't like it. I know. I'm somebody's old grandpa. Literally. Yeah. I'm somebody's old grandpa.
Yes, you are.
And that makes me a little sad. I don't like being an old guy. I love being a grandfather, but I hate being an old guy.
Well, Beckham, Maverick, Easton, and Eli really enjoy you. And little Hayden, who's coming along in September, will too.
Mm-hmm. I'm Grandpa David, and the kids
love
me. They
all got a shout out.
You know, that's true. And I love the kids like they're mine, except I have zero responsibility.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, being a grandparent's awesome because you can give them back to their parents.
Well, you know, because your parents told you when you had kids. That's how you know.
Yeah, I wish my mom would have had more time with my kids. And that's a whole other thing, and I don't want to talk about it because it's a little sad. But
Mandy, circling back, Mandy did do a great job. And I again, will say it's because she cares.
I think you're absolutely right. And that's the magic in work. And unless everybody in the building feels that way, there's for sure room to improve in a business.
For sure.
And that's what Londa can help you do. To help you get your business where it needs to be or where you want it to be, because she can help coach your people into feeling like they're the owner of the company. Well, what were you going to say?
That's an important point. Yeah. I don't come in and get your business to where I think it should be.
Right.
I come in and analyze your needs.
Right.
Ask lots of really good questions and help you as a business owner or a team determine where you want to go, look at your current practices,
right?
You know, and then, like I said, a lot of times it's just shifting a few things. It's not scary.
Yeah.
It's not a big scary overhaul.
Yeah. And it's a great service. And I've seen you do it in multiple businesses. You've done it with real estate companies. You've done it with lending companies. You've done it in multi-level marketing situations. You've done it in a dozen things that I can think of, and you're great at it.
Thank you.
You don't mess around. And that's really, really cool. And the fact that you didn't cough or clear your throat once during this show,
oh my gosh,
tells me that I need to make you the center of attention more often, because you're not nervous when you're talking about what you love. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's a really cool deal. You didn't once turn away and
no,
cough.
No, I've had a consistent hot flash through the entire recording, but no, I did not cough.
A consistent hot flash through the entire
recording.
I'm dying,
but you know, that's life.
For Londa Sherwood Austin, my name is David Austin, and this has been The Session.